Got it, Rex. Alex speaking.
Good, thank you. Sure. What car have you got, man? Yep. Has it been here before? Yeah, what was the name? All right, give me 2 seconds, man. And you've got a fresh motor built, have you? Okay. Let me just get some details off you. This one. Phone number? Yep. 840. Yep. Okay. Bear with me for a sec, man. Yep. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yep. So, that's a 99 WRX with the GD motor in it. Is that the one? Yep, so it's same setup, it's still in there. I mean, you just got a fresh motor now. Okay, so it basically goes through the same process, Matthew, like last time. It goes through the inspection and then into the run-in tune on the dyno. Is it just the run-in tune that you want done initially just to get it moving? So you can go and bed it in and do 1,000 Ks and then come back for a power tune? Is that the idea? Okay. Yeah, ripper. Easy. We do, mate, yeah. Just depends what we need to do to it to get them functioning. So whether you need switches, whether we're just doing calibrations in them. Okay, yep, cool. Easy. So is that all plugged in and working? So again, so normally each function added to the $150. So it just depends how involved we need to get. Cruise is a different beast altogether. So, we're not really just, have you got all this working? Oh, okay. All right, so it's a very different, but you haven't got anything functioning and tested to make sure that the wiring's correct. Okay, so it could be a little bit of a can of worms. So we need to make an appropriate booking there so we get the right amount of time, because booking it in for a run-in tune and booking it in for the whole config to start up is very different, man. Yep, okay. Yep, so, okay. Yep, so probably the easiest way to do this, Matthew, is for you to email us maybe some pictures and maybe even just details of what you've gotten up to so we can ask the appropriate questions and what you've changed from the previous setup. Then we can give you some prices. So, availability, we have Monday the 8th of December. Yep. It'll be locked. You'll have to leave it outside. Matthew, obviously, you've got to make sure you've got some sort of insurance or whatever. Matthew, O'Bree. Okay, 99. Built engine. Now, drive by wire / never been started. Yep. Okay. So we're doing basically all the startup checks too. Yeah. Have you got an alternator light? Yeah, but it's not going to charge. For some. No. You'll probably need to speak to Haltech if you, again, so this is where it gets curly. So we're happy to look at it all and diagnose it all and charge you, but obviously the bill's going to get pretty big, yeah? So the more you get right to start with, the better for you. And not only that, but if we're booking it in again, like you initially rang, and I'm not trying to give you a hard time here, but you just rang up to ask for a run-in tune. The more questions asked, the more you divulged in what you've changed on the car, like drive-by-wire, CAN keypad, now a dash. So it just adds more and more things and more time, especially if they're not working properly. So we need to make sure we're booking them in for the right thing, and that way you can establish, you know, an idea of what it's going to cost you too, so you're comfortable with it. So I suggest you email this through most definitely. I can put a tentative booking in for you for Monday the 8th, subject to the information coming through and you understanding what we're doing on the day. So we need all that info first. But yes, your dashers normally need something to draw amps off the alternator wire so that the alternator will charge. Otherwise, we'll go through all this shit, get the car finally fired up, and then find out your alternator's not charging. So, that's not charging, dude. That's not, the engine has to be running for the alternator to be charging. Okay, so you know your little battery light on your normal dashboard? That's not there anymore, is it? No. So what happens with that little light is that's hooked directly to the alternator. That light draws amps and current, and that excites the regulator in the alternator to charge when the car's running. That's why the light's on when the car's not running, because the regulator's not doing anything. And then once the car starts to run, it basically makes a circuit with that light. The light goes out and it begins to charge. That still needs to work the same way. So normally we can wire in a separate globe, even if you don't want it seen, you just hide it somewhere. And that excites your alternator to charge. Otherwise, you'll still have 12 volts, but we'll just flatten your battery once we get it running. And you can't tune the car properly either because it's not at the right voltage. So you need to, that needs to be working properly. So you can speak to Haltech about that. If you want us to do it, we can too. But again, we've got to add it to the list. All right. So I've got a tentative booking for you for Monday the 8th for drop off. Well, we need it in the morning, basically. You'll probably end up having to leave it with us for the week, judging by what you've got going on in there. So I would suggest between now and then you do your due diligence to crank the engine with the engine sensors disconnected so you can build oil pressure and make sure it's not leaking anywhere under pressure. And make sure the fluids are where they need to be. Build and all the plugs are then connected on all the fans and injectors are in the right spots, and maybe even prime the fuel system to make sure you don't have any leaks from injectors or and the lines are plugged in. I mean, anything you can do to give it its best chance at a config and a startup. Because otherwise, much like the last time you delivered the car here, if I remember correctly, we're working with very little, which means it ends up taking ages and we end up spending time and money doing stuff that you probably could have done yourself. So if you can get as close as you can, man, and then we can take it from there. If you disconnect the crank cam sensors and even your injectors and your coil packs, disconnect the whole fucking thing, and you can turn the engine over with oil in it, somehow we're going to have to still get oil up to the engine, aren't we? So if you've got oil in the engine and you have all those things disconnected, then you can't add anything to it. It'll literally just be turning over oil, which means you can check for oil pressure. As soon as your oil pressure gauge or oil pressure light goes out, you know your engine's got oil pressure. And then you would maybe give it one more crank again after that, just to prove that it's building pressure and it's at the turbo and that it's not dribbling anywhere. So these are all these due diligence little checks that we would do here before we start the car.
So you need to do all these, or we can do all these when it turns up. But again, man, every hour that goes by, it's another $150. Okay, so if you can get all that done, shoot through your email with as much information as you can. Okay, anything you, like I said, anything from last time we've seen it that's changed, put it on there, please. And more just drivetrain, engine related and electronics. So anything you know that we're going to be tampering with, your drive-by-wire, all that crap, just, yeah, note down any of that stuff for us. And anything that's not finished. Okay, and then we'll go back and forth and make sure that we've got all the info we need before you turn up. Okay, man, no worries. You're welcome. Bye-bye.